hello and welcome to What's With Crappins, the podcast for all the crap we love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie, and that's gorgeous Ben Mandelker. Hello, Benuni.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. What's going on with you?
Not much. Just, today is my anniversary with Dominique. How about that?
So that's cute. I felt like it was just your anniversary.
I know. These anniversaries just keep on rolling by. I mean, look, I've been with Dom now 12 years. We've been doing Crappins for 14 years. I mean, time is flying by, everyone.
It really
is. Crazy.
But thankfully, we just get younger and hotter as the years go on. Well, happy anniversary to you two crazy lovebirds.
Thank you.
Everybody else, sorry for your regular non-anniversary day. Losers!
I know. Enjoy your non-anniversary.
You know what? Enjoy celebrating anniversary of nothing.
Well, I'm going to, you know what, while you do the announcements, I will see what other things happen today because it's not about me. I'm going to see what happens today on May 12th. What are the special things on May 12th? Go on.
Fingers crossed for Parkover.
Well actually, yesterday we didn't, my Twitter timeline alerted me that 35 years ago yesterday was the series premiere of Sisters. It's been a big week for Sisters anniversaries. So there you go.
There you go. Today is Below Deck Down Under. If you want this on video, as usual, you can get videos, bonus episodes. This week we're going to do a trailer trash on something because there's a bunch of new shows, well, two new shows that have trailers on Bravo. So it'll either be Next Gen NYC or the McBee Dynasty. So we'll talk about that this week. So if you want bonus episodes, videos, ad-free listening, or our new weekly newsletter, that's free. So just go sign up for that anyway. That's fun. And you get that all at Patreon. Also, we're doing a cabaret in New York, June 3rd and June 5th. It's sold out, but there are live streaming tickets. So there's going to be tickets for all three of those shows online. It's a big party. There's a big chat room in there where everybody goes and has a good time. So come to one of those. It's going to be great. Okay? You get your tickets at watchwhatcrappins.com. Today, Below Deck Down Under, Season 4. Episode 15. It's not about the shrimp.
But it is about something very exciting, which is today is the birthday of a real housewife and a TV icon, a sitcom icon. Can you take a guess?
Heather DuBrow is the only sitcom icon.
Oh, you would be incorrect. There's actually someone who's a true sitcom icon who was a real housewife, and her name is Miss Kim Fields. Today is her birthday. It is also, yeah, the other birthday so far, not quite as like Tony Hawk, who cares, Rami Malek, Jason Biggs, you know, that's fine. Like, it's not as Stephen Baldwin, for those who care. Oh, Emilio Estevez, which is weird because I got an email from someone named Emilio Estevez yesterday, but it was not the Emilio Estevez. And I thought, that's funny. Imagine getting an email from Emilio Estevez. And then today is his birthday. Steve Winwood. Okay. It's shaping up.
George Carlin. It's kind of a D-list birthday.
It's not as, it's like, these are like good stars, but they're not like stars that get me excited. I mean, Burt Bacharach is today.
Okay, Yogi Boner. Barra. At least
okay,
I got a boner.
That's the name of our side podcast. Okay, right, yeah. Catherine Hepburn. Okay, boner. But it's not like fun.
Catherine Hepburn's a good one. I mean, Rames, they should put Catherine Hepburn above Stephen Baldwin. I mean,
well, it's chronologically. I'm just going through it. Like, but Emily Van Camp. Oh, wait, that's pretty good. Revenge, right? She's the revenge lady.
Uh huh. Yeah. What happened
to her? But, like,
does she still
I don't know.
I think it was just Revenge. I don't know. Right? Didn't she marry the hot guy from Revenge and that was it? She's like, I'm done. I've made it with Revenge and I'm done. You know, every time I see Hannah from Below Deck, I think of Emily Van Camp. She looks just like her to me.
She does.
I always imagine
just like
Hannah
her.
And Revenge. Revenge. Ooh, well, Hannah's here to get a revenge. Ooh.
Ooh. Well, that's actually a great segue going back into Below Deck because we are here obviously talking Below Deck Down Under. And you mentioned that there's two trailers. One of the trailers is for Below Deck Med. And that's going to be the next one that comes onto Bravo, which is interesting because that was also the previous one. So I just assumed regular Below Deck would be coming next. But I'm just going to surmise here that, you know, Fraser had the very scary heart attack situation And so I imagine maybe they delayed production while he recuperated. I'm not sure. So they probably were like, let's get an emergency Below Deck med season on the books. Cause this is the second time that's actually happened. I think the other time was when they had everything go down with Below Deck sailing and they're like, we got to cobble together a Below Deck med season right away. Cause they know they can just sort of like, they can just like print and play that one, you know, get Captain Sandy, get Aisha, put them together on a boat and go.
Yeah. Well, that's what they get for getting rid of Below Deck Adventure.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, can we bring back sailing and adventure? Like, I'm not, why can't we have those back? Like, yes, Gary was disgusting, but he's gone now. Put that sailboat back in the waters and see what happens.
There've got to be other douchebags who know how to work a sail.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would think, but I don't know. But who knows? Right now, we're concerned with Below Deck Down Under. It's a big day today. Lots of things happen today. Lots of tables turn today. We get our new stew, and Jenna just really blows it. So let's
Jenna
get going.
Blows it.
Jenna blows it. Blows
wow,
it.
Wow, a season. Wow, we were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The guests are eating dinner. It's 9:22, and we go to the crew mess, and Daisy and Ellie are what?
Wait. It's 9:22. I thought it for sure was 9:23.
Yeah, it's very specific. 9:22. So we know something's very dramatic because it's not 9:25.
Wait, that this one is not a gag. Wait, this is I am stopping the podcast right now because I'm looking at your face, Ronnie. And what people may not realize is every Monday we do an Amazon Live. And on yesterday's Amazon Live, Ronnie applied an overnight Korean mask. And I swear to God, Ronnie, I see it.
Do I look younger?
I see the difference. I mean, you are like radiating. Holy
really?
Shit. This is me trying to do some sales pitch. I'm like looking, your cheeks are just like just so smooth. And they have like they're like, it really is Norman Rockwell right here.
Norman Rockwell, that's not a compliment. They're all chubby, pasty people.
But you're saying I have cherubic, as smooth as an apple, you know?
Well, that's when they first started doing peels during the Norman Rockwell paintings. Well, thanks, Ben. That's so sweet.
Yeah, that looks
great.
It might
just be my new lighting because, you know, I put up some new lighting in here.
Well, whatever it is, I mean, you look, I mean, it's crazy, Ronnie.
Hey, listen, I'll take it. That's always a good reason to interrupt the podcast.
Yeah, no, I had to. I have to give you your flowers.
Let's not start the podcast again.
Yeah.
Just keep talking about that. I love it. Thanks.
I'm going to do a mask myself.
Okay, well, I'll send you some of that. I'll send you some of that mask.
Yeah, please. Mask for mask, please.
It's fun. Hell yes. So now people are eating dinner, and Daisy and Ellie are fighting in the mess. And this is because Ellie grabbed shrimp out of Daisy's hand, and Daisy went crazy. And now she's, you know, mad at Ellie, but she's got these like 280s pigtails in, uneven, and she looks insane. And Ellie's trying to gaslight her, but Daisy is also losing her temper and does look insane. So it's like the perfect time to gaslight somebody when they already look crazy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Daisy really looks like she is she's like not a main character, but like a guest character who plays one of the friends of the daughters on Just the 10 of Us. Like she just knocks on the door like, hi, you're ready to come play in the park. It's like, Dad, can I go play in the park with Daisy? Like she definitely has that like 1989 look.
I'm not letting her play with that girl. She can't even get her pigtail straight. It's crazy.
I brought shrimp for us though to put in glasses.
Your dad took my shrimp. So Ellie's
Dad,
like,
can I play shrimp and glasses with Daisy, please? Okay.
Calm down, calm down a little bit. You're getting very intense. Look, it's me, high-pitched Ellie, which means I'm being either very, very nice or very, very tricky. You decide.
And Daisy's like, yeah, just grab shrimp out of my hand during dinner service, and now you're telling me that that's your job when I was trying to help?
No, because you are struggling to put it in two sides. Oh my goodness, like little poor Daisy can't put shrimp in glass. Simplest thing, you put shrimp down on side of glass, but you couldn't do it, so I was helping. It is so hard to deal with somebody who has not realized that they are no longer capable of putting shrimp on glass. God bless Daisy. Everyone pray for Daisy. Fruit stand.
It's like old Yugoslavian nursery rhyme. Shrimp in glass, shrimp in glass. Put the shrimp in the glass nice. If you can't, oh, well, you're a fucking bitch. God, I love that song.
Gaslighting left and right and fucking center on fucking real. So she walks off.
She's like, no need to be so intense.
Okay, lady who just ran up 80,000 stairs a couple of weeks ago through the guests to yell at Captain Jason that you were being tortured in a galley.
Ellie, no need to be this intense. Now, excuse me while I make a 5-stage lemon meringue cheesecake for a guy I kind of like.
Don't be so intense.
So that's not going well. So Daisy and Alicia are in the stairwell, and Daisy's like, she keeps this shit up. I'm telling ya, she'll be fucking fired next.
So,
listen, it's just like Survivor. If you want to get somebody out today, you better get them out today, because everything's going to change tomorrow. If you don't get them out while you have the chance, it is not going to happen. And there was a twist. There was a Survivor twist, and things changed, and now Daisy can't just get her out. You see?
God, it was so good last week. What an episode.
It was so good last week.
What an episode. It really was.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Okay, so Kim upstairs, this lady Kim is like, if I could survive off of only one kind of food, I think it would be the potato. And they all laugh. And
that
then
should
we go
make
back.
Me like Kim, because I, you know, generally Can I like just... people if we share stances on potatoes. Like, I've found that to be like a genuine truth with people. If we like the same kind of potatoes, or if we're at dinner and someone's like, oh my God, the potatoes are so good, and I think the potatoes are good, usually I really like that person. But Kim, Kim's the one who was like, my hair is frizzy. What am I, Monica from Friends? So now I'm having to rethink my whole stance on potato camaraderie, you know?
Yeah. I think she like found that like potatoes are kind of a thing that people like. And she's like, I'm going to lean into that. I'm going to make America love me. I'm going to get a spinoff. So in the galley.
I'm going to manipulate people who normally wouldn't like me into liking me because I like potatoes. Yeah, that's Kim. I'm Kim. What am I, Monica from Friends?
I'm Kim. On this charter of actually very nice people, I got to be the nicest.
So Ellie is like,
Daisy just attacked me. He's like, oh, really? About what? Well, she said I did not have the right to grab shrimp out of her hands, and she is offended by my actions.
And so Jenna is like listening. She's like trying to listen in, but Batool's like, where's the sponge? What's the sponge? Where did the sponge go? Where is the sponge? Like Batool. She's clearly eavesdropping.
Now you know how I feel.
Batool sponge. Sponge? Where's sponge?
She just yelled at me, the crew mess about it, and I don't think it's appropriate, yelling at me about shrimp.
He's like, no, it's not. Very, very inappropriate. Where is she now? Bad girl. And he's telling us, attack. That's a very large word. I didn't know if anyone was capable of verbally attacking people other than Ellie.
It's not that I don't trust her, but I'm skeptical. Can you blame me? And just to emphasize the point, I'm going to cross my arms and rock back and forth in my confessional chair. Rock-a-bye, Benny.
So Ben is like, all right,
well, I'll be having a word with her, okay?
I appreciate that.
But also, we don't want a war.
How dare you? You know what I went through.
So then we go to Daisy and Alicia in the stairwell again. And Daisy's like, I mean, what kind of gaslighting is that? To ask me a question and go, don't be so intense, Daisy. Oh, everyone just needs to back off. Alicia's like, maybe we should go to the laundry room. Yes. Why are you going that direction, Alicia? I actually don't know where the laundry room is. Oh, good Lord.
We are a team, me and you, Ben, right?
He's like, yeah, we're definitely a team, my little butterscotch bile duct, and I will take care of this for you. I don't want you to worry about it. Right? Team, me and you, Ellie,
Ben team. So then back to the laundry room. Daisy's like, what just happened when I left the galley there? Jenna's like,
well, I was trying to airdrop it, but I was trying to talk to me at the same time. She wanted something about a sponge. I think I was mad that she had a sponge. Something like
Batool
that.
Is living in her, she's living in her own world. We see Batool like trying to put her covers on and like her feet are like caught in it. She's like, sponge, sponge, sponge. So then in the laundry room, Daisy's like, I am in shock over what happened.
Yeah, she's making it look like you're sad about the shrimp.
I think I agree with what you're saying. And like, you're encroaching on my team, and you're being a mean girl to Alicia, and you're sending out crazy rumors.
And Lucy's like, literally did the same thing to me. She was saying that Jenna was being really close with Joao and flirting in the hot tub. It's Alicia. And Jenna's like, Ellie, what the fuck is wrong with you, girl? Like, give me a fucking break.
I think she needs to get back into her fucking box. Well, thanks, girls, for supporting me and having my back. It's like,
yeah, 100%, and you're doing it out of fire, and I have to say, so.
I don't know what you're saying anymore, so just let's just hug.
I'll just assume it's supportive. All right. So now we go to Eddie and Joao in the crew mess, and Eddie's like, how many wines did you have with Jenna last night? He's like,
well, you know, we had quite a bit of wine, that's for sure. And we had very good conversation. She's very cool. I like her as a, you know, a Zim friend. Very, very, very good friend. Just a friend.
Well, to be fair, you've not done anything wrong, but, you know, I'm looking at Jenna. When I sit there, I'm like, oh, brilliant. You want to go sit in a hot tub with another bloke? It's not nice to see. And with the whole bit, what is she, a car? I'm looking at Jenna. I was thinking of buying that, you know. I was looking at her, but God, the safety features. I mean, you hit a speed bump, your wheel falls off. Who wants to drive that? I'm rethinking this whole purchase. The car already drove away from you, sir. You can't afford that car. Okay?
Yeah. It's not nice to see. It's also not nice to see the guy who is claiming he's really into you texting the other girl in your department saying that he wishes if I weren't here, then he would go after someone else or something like that. Or he doesn't, like, I'm nothing. So, like, yeah, you're just going to have to get over it. And I am aware that this all goes out the window at the end of the episode. But I'm living in the present right now.
I'm and he's just really enjoy my feelings while I am allowed to have them. And that's going to end in about 15 minutes. So I'm still going to enjoy this. Eddie, she dumped you. Stop acting like she's yours and you're not being cheated on. She's not with you.
Yeah, she's not with you and you have no chance with her whatsoever. And that will remain true for a very long time.
Jenna is way too smart to even give you a chance, another chance, you fucking mullet-headed weirdo.
He's like, not only has Jenna cut things off with me, apparently it's blatant now and she's starting to move on, flirting with every other guy on the boat but me. And I still like her, so it's just a lot to juggle in my brain right now. I'm like, yeah, you know why she's flirting with every other guy in the boat but you? Because she already tried you out and she didn't like it, so she ended it, so she's not flirting with you. And there's only like two other guys to flirt with. So don't act like she's going around the entire town and flirting with every single person. It's just two other guys.
Yeah, so he's like, you know, I wasn't happy looking at you in that hot tub. And Joel's like, who? What? Ellie? And he goes, yeah, Ellie was mad. And he's like, well, I can't be bothered being made to feel like something I'm not when I've literally said what I needed to say. To each their own. Honestly, to each their own. Each to their own, rather. Each to their own. It's a regional thing.
Does Zim Ellie not even remember when I very clearly told her, look, you are a beautiful person, and I enjoy beautiful people, and I am sexually attracted to you, but in a way that I'm not sexually attracted to you, and I think it's best that if we call this off, but keep going, but in a way that we're calling it off. But I would like to be friends with benefits, but with no benefits whatsoever, and it's best if we never talk to each other again, except when we talk to each other. I think we're on the same page, are we not?
I've really learned a lesson here, which is to just tell a woman, please make me a lemon meringue cheesecake and I'll fuck you after. Just kidding. You're dying alone, but thanks for the cheesecake.
So, by the way, I really want to make some Basque cheesecake ever since yesterday when I showed that picture.
Sounds so good.
Yeah. God.
It sounds so good. And also, you showed flan off yesterday, and that sounds really good. I want to eat some flan. And then we were talking about Kay Michelle, who on Real Housewives of Atlanta, who had a guy texting her like he likes her buns, but he literally meant, no, he wanted her cakes, but he literally meant her bundt cakes. And then that made me want bundt cakes. Basically, what I'm saying is GLP-1s don't work forever. So anybody who's like, oh, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to keep it off forever. Guess what? That shit stops working. And then what are you supposed to do? take Coke back up? That's too expensive. I'm not doing that. Probably have a heart attack. Now what am I supposed to do? Just, you know what you're supposed to do? Stay hungry forever. That's it.
God, I would also love to make a bun cake.
God,
I have all these bun tins that I never use. I never use them. Okay, so we cut to Jason, and he's checking on the guests. They're all going to go fishing tomorrow, which is exciting. And Jenna and Eddie are by the bar. It's, by the way, last night was a big night for fishing on Bravo because they also went fishing on Top Chef. And, you know.
Oh, God, I forgot to watch that. No, I did watch that. You know what? I fell asleep watching that on the plane.
You didn't finish it because I turned on the screener and it was like midway through.
Oh, I did finish it, but I downloaded it to the so I could watch it on the plane. And I fell asleep in the middle. That's not a good sign.
I wasn't happy. I was not thrilled.
Yeah, didn't love it.
But the outcome, I should say, the episode was great. So Jenna and Eddie are by the bar, and he's like, "I like your hair like that." She's like,
"Oh yeah, I look like a kid. I do look like a kid with pigtails."
Yes. See you in the morning. Okay. Well, I think she was being pretty fun and nice to you, and you're like, "See you in the morning. Bye." Whatever.
Because he wants to be sad, so she'll chase him and be like, "You're a cat. You want to have him?" He's doing the whiny boy thing. It's like, if that does work for you, it's the wrong relationship where you have to get attention by being like, "I'm sad." So someone will come over and be like, "Why are you sad? But I really love you." That's not a good relationship anyway. Ugh, he's just so gross. Get out of here, Eddie. So you never have a chance. You have no chance with Jenna. Zero. Go to bed and remember that until tomorrow.
Yeah. Get out. Didn't JoJo have a song called Get Out? To which I say, like JoJo said, get out. So Ben, next is the next day. And Ben is checking on Jenna in the crew mess. He's like, "Oh, what's going on? The poopy pucker?" And she's like, "Oh, well, I saw you a bit stressed." He's like, "Yes, I was a bit stressed, but I'm going to lie down right now.
Oh, sleep tight."
And then we see Jason, he's on the phone and he's like talking in the bridge. He's getting ready for the day. And then Joao and Daisy, they're in their room together. And she comes out of the bathroom and she's like, "Hi, how are you? Me and Ellie have had a big bust up. It was really crazy, to be honest. Have you ever been holding a shrimp and about to be putting it in a glass and then someone takes the shrimp out of your hands and puts it in the glass for you? Well, you can understand now, huh?"
"Well, I'm fucking livid with her as well. I didn't go into the galley anymore because she's made it too uncomfortable. Anyway, go to sleep. Have a rest. We'll think about this. You can think about how much you wanted to touch that shrimp, and I'll think about how much I miss looking in that galley and thinking, wow, that cheesecake smells really good."
Poor Joao can't go in the galley anymore. His life is over.
So now we go to Ben and Eddie talking in their room. And Ben's telling him the goss that Ellie and Daisy got into it. And Eddie's like, "Well, I mean, it's just probably, you know, just Daisy's fucking sharing a room with Joao. You know, I'm just going to shut the fuck up because it's not my place to say."
"Well, it's easy to say something, but it's actually easier not to say something because the aftermath is just so much worse. I mean, it's a tricky one. I've seen Ellie at her worst and it's not good. And like, Daisy's an unnerving presence in the galley. So she's scary. I've really got to tread very carefully, all right, which is something I've never had to do in my life. I actually went to my bed, grabbed the pillow, and called it Klondike Knuckles." I mean, it's really rough for me these days.
"And then the pillow wrote me up. I couldn't even believe it." So now it is the next morning. I think I erroneously said that earlier. And Joao is like, "Well, Daisy, do you want to snuggle?" And she's like, "We'll see, maybe later." And they're all waking up and sort of getting into where they want to be. Vinod, who is the dad, visits Jason in the bridge. This guy is so cute. He just stands there. He's like, "Oh yeah." He's like, I don't want to be in your way. I just want to stand and watch," which is nice because normally whenever people go into the bridge and want to see Captain Jason do his thing, it's always someone like, "Oh my God, there's like so many dials. Can I touch this one? Can I touch this one? What does that one do? Oh my God, this is like crazy. And you can read them all, like, wow." And Vinod's just sitting there just like peacefully and quietly just watching, just like,
yeah, He's like, don't worry, I just want to do regular dad things. Okay, just don't mind me. Go ahead, drive the boat. He's driving it. Oh, are you sure you shouldn't make a right there? I think you should make a right here. Sorry, it's a dad thing.
Don't mind me. Do you think this is broken?
Just dad. Just pressing buttons. I think this might be broken. Stop touching the button. God damn it. My dad still gets into my car every time I take him somewhere. He gets in my car and he goes, why do these door handles not open outwards? What do you have? Who pushes a door handle? I'm like, Dad, it's been years. It's been like 5 years. You'll get used to it.
Good question, then he starts jiggling it.
He's like, no, it should be able to pull this way. And then one time he did pull it and it did open because it has like an emergency thing where you can pull it. And he's like, I did it. I told you it would pull inward. People just aren't going to change that the world that dramatically this quickly. Like, well, you solved that one.
Yeah. Thanks, Dad. You won. You won. Dad versus the handles. Although I do think he has a good point. Because largely, I don't really understand why all the car companies are trying to innovate with handles and are like hiding them, making them like vertical, but they're like embedded, and you have to do all these weird things. And like, congratulations, you know, Elon Musk did a funky handle on the Tesla. We don't all have to do a funky handle. I'm good with the classics. Give me something where I can see it. I can put my hand around it. Like, I'm not that pressed about having a super smooth exterior. Like, it's okay.
I think there is a point there too. Or like how when you get you drive a nicer car and they're like, oh, you're in a Mercedes now. So we've hidden the turn signal. Yeah, it's not going to be in the normal place. Yeah, headlights. Yeah, those aren't going to be in a normal place. Good luck finding them. Okay, poor person.
It's a very engineer mindset. Like, engineers love everything elegant and like clean presentation, which is great, but then they wind up hiding everything away from you and you're like, where is it? Where's the thing? I mean, like, hotels, trying to find the switches to turn off lights in a hotel. That's the thing. That's my number two pet peeve behind new door handles are hotel light switches. Why can't they be in intuitive places? Why can't they all be in the same place always, every single time? Is it, this lamp, the switch is on the lamp on the pole, but this lamp, it's down on the floor. And this one, you have to go to a switch all the way across the room. Why do they do that to us every single time?
Every single time.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
All right, now we go to Eddie, Joao, and Batul in the crew mess. And Joao's like, well,
I'm thinking about it. Batul, would you like to have the chance to duck a boat? I'll be here with you.
And she's like, oh my God, yes, oh my God. And she's like, it's so difficult to be a female deckhand. Like, if you're lucky to find a position on a yacht, you prove yourself. And, oh, I can feel my anxiety level, but I'm trying to develop myself, so I'm going to do it. So it's that, wow. It's that thing they do every season where they're like, you have been chosen to hold the steering wheel while Dad backs into the parallel parking.
I know. You're going to sit on Dad's lap and put your hands on the steering wheel. Like, oh, yeah. I love that. I'll be appreciated. So I was like, yes, and I'm going to be on the aft with you. And so you're going to call out. It's like, yeah, I'm ready to kill it. So then Ben and Daisy are on the sun deck, and Ben is like, do you want to just go quickly over what the fuck is going on so I know? It's like, all right. Well, the shrimp thing was weird, but I was like, whatever. If you want to do the shrimp, okay. I'll let you do the shrimp. I'm trying to help you. And she set me off by coming up to me in the front of everybody and said, do we have a problem? So then when I reacted, she was like, oh, why are you so intense? After she spread fucking weird. But she's been so fucking weird. And watching everyone in the hot tub, I've had enough, Ben.
Yeah, she said that she spread all these rumors about, you know, the hot tub thing. And he's like,
well, I did think it was kind of out of character for you to go and rehash something there. I mean, generally, when you like to rehash things, it's to do with me when you like to come in and say, oh, how could you treat me like, you know, that sort of thing. She's like, well, I was going to let it all slide, but what did she say to you, that goddamn bitch? And he's like, well, that you attacked her. She goes, oh, I attacked her. I attacked her. Oh, that's wretch. That's wretch.
I'm really upset about what's happened. It's not right. I don't deserve it. She's using dangerous buzzwords and creating a campaign against me, and it's really scary to be gaslit like that. She's trying to pit us two against each other, Ben. It's like, yeah, well, it's not going to happen. I don't think it is. Are you against me? You're against me. She's against me, everyone. Okay, Ben, you're really too easy.
So now Jenna and Alicia are in the crew mess, getting to work. And in the galley, Ben is calling for eggy weggies. Come pick up the eggy weggies. And so people are starting to run breakfast. And Kim, guys, it's Kim. Okay. She hears Daisy's accent. She's like, oh, my God, I love your accent. You know, the reason that we all know each other here is because we went to medical school in Dublin. That's right. Dublin. You know those people? Y'all know each other, right? Pot of gold. Pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. We waited for a rainbow. Can I tell you, all through medical school, never saw a rainbow. I think that's why everyone's so poor. Just everyone. It's just the economy. Leprechaun economy is tanking over there.
It's just, it's so funny that you have an Irish accent because we've been to Ireland, which is like, it's crazy. We're basically Irish ourselves. We've seen Enya's castle. It's just right there on the side of the road. It's wild. Anyway.
Vinod the other day just ordered an Irish coffee. He must have known you were coming.
I have a question. If I say the following things, does it make you feel a certain sort of way? Where the streets have no name. Feels good, right? Irish.
Oh, listen, I'm going to have this breakfast and I'm going to have this breakfast with or without you.
You know what's funny? Vinod, tell them about the, you know what's funny? Irish flag, Indian flag, same colors. If you think about it, I mean, you don't even have to think about it. Just look. We're basically the same people, right, guys? Right? I know I'm the white lady here, but still.
Thank God this boat's not on a river. Daisy here would start clogging.
But when Ronnie and I were in Ireland, our tour guide said that he was like the Indian flag. He was like, oh God. He's like the Indians were so like proud of the Irish that they made their flag like just like ours. Like, not sure that's true.
We had a tour guide making some shit up. That's for sure. I'm not sure. Because like, the original tour, we actually missed the original tour we were supposed to take. And the girl who planned it for us, our friend, was so upset about it. And we're like, no, don't worry. We'll find a makeup tour. And so we asked the front desk. And they're like, oh, sure, we know a guy. Just meet him outside. He'll come pick you up in his van. And this guy was just making shit up left and right. And everywhere we went, he'd be like, let me tell you, this is the Guinness factory. Let me tell you who loves it. Bono loves it. They're all the time. Look at that. This is J. Crew. Bono loves J. Crew. He loves their khakis, doesn't he? God, we love that guy here.
Yeah, he was like, oh, as Irish, we resisted the English. And and India was so impressed with us that they made their flag just like ours. And by the way, the top band, the Indian flag, is the colors represent like saffron, which is represents sacrifice. White represents truth and purity, and the bottom is green, representing faith and fertility. So I think it was,
well, you got those all from Ireland, didn't you?
Saffron, classic Irish spice. That was the funniest. It was the best tour. I loved
that
it.
That really was. He'd be like, we did see Enya's castle. Know, we're good loving people, the Irish. We love everybody the same. But the English, the streets were running with the blood of the people that they... It's like, oh my God.
He kept going off on the English. And then he would always at the last second be like, but we love them now. We love them now. We love them.
We're friends now. Okay, so
We did see Enya's castle, and I later saw something about Enya's castle, and Brian was right. That was Enya's castle. He was not lying there. We drove right by Enya's house, which is kind of cool.
I didn't think it was lying. It's just everything we had to do either had to do with how terrible the English people were, or where Bono was, or what Enya liked to do on her day off, you know, which was sitting around the castle. She doesn't really come out of the castle, we learned.
Yeah, yeah. Especially because the castle's right on the main road. It's like a Sundstrack castle.
It's on the main road. So embarrassed. We left Ireland right really embarrassed for Enya.
The castle, so, like, a garage, Daisy, on the road. Yeah.
Yeah, Daisy and Alicia are in the pantry, and they're looking over the new girl's CV, and Alicia's like, oh my God, she looks terrifying.
Which is funny in retrospect when we find out who it is. So then we see Ellie gets a text from the new girl. And new girl says, hey, girl, are you on Katina? I'm headed there as we speak. As long as my dad allows me. I was like, wow, that's weird. And Ellie is like,
just had to stop at a Louis store.
Can we make sure that this yacht is carrying Pepsi-Cola products? Thank you so much.
I don't even work for money. I work for bags, okay? Bags. Bags. This charter, I'm calling this the Bergen Charter.
So Ellie says, oh, best news ever. So then pack the cooler and the soda and the Coke and champagne, because guess what? The guests are going fishing. So the guests are going to go fishing. And while they go fishing, Jason has Eddie go to the dock to pick up the new stew. And Ellie is talking to Ben about this. And she's like, did you hear who's coming? He's like, do you know her?
And she's like, yes, she has a good friend of mine in her charter season. She clashed a lot with her chiefs too. So good luck to Daisy. Ha 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 ha.
Well, I need to see a picture of her. Pull up her OnlyFans. All right. I'll be the judge of this.
So she shows him a picture and he's like, oh, wow, definitely very pretty. She does look like trouble. I'll say that. She looks like trouble. I said this in her first season and I stand by it. I think it's the eyebrows. I don't know what it is. They're power eyebrows. There's something about her eyebrows that just terrify people. I don't know what it is. I'm gonna take a picture of them and go get my eyebrows waxed to look exactly the same way. Just, I want to intimidate everybody. Because, like, everybody who sees her picture is like, oh, my God, she's terrifying. And I can't figure out what it is. The only thing I can see that stands out to me are the eyebrows. So I'm getting them.
And I still also believe that it was her who took what you said about Fraser and brought it back to Anthony, the chef, and made Anthony mad at Fraser. On that last episode of Deck.
I don't know if that's just fan fiction or not, but I love it. It still makes me sleep well at night. So, yeah. Because Fraser makes me crazy too. So I was like, yes, I love that I got to torture Fraser for an extra season. So Ellie hands over the phone. He thinks she's pretty, but trouble. And Jenna's listening to all of this and she walks away and she's like,
that's not a good sign. That's not a good sign. It's my man, not sir.
So Jenna goes into her cabin. She's like, I'm Ellie. And Batool's like, what? She's like,
well, we're going to a stew today, and I'm scared she's going to respect me for being her superior. She's not going to respect me because of what Ellie says about me, because she's friends with Ellie. You know what I mean? Because that's what I'm worried about.
She was like, whoa, okay. So Jenna's
yeah,
like,
because they're friends and birds of a feather flock together, and we don't need any more pigeons on board.
I like when she gets like that, when she gets like,
what are your friends with? You don't like that? That's like a rabbit apple, but
I don't know what you're saying, but I heard something about rotten apples. So anyway, I'm still working on getting my feet in this sheet. So have a good day.
So Eddie picks up the stew and it's Barbie. And he's Barbie. Like, oh. He's like, hello, I'm Eddie. He's like, oh my God, you're Eddie. I'm Barbie. Nice to me, you know. My eyebrows don't really approve, but we'll talk about that later. Just get me onto the boat, loser.
I was surprised. I really thought it was going to be Brie from the last season with Ellie, because I thought that maybe like Ellie and Brie had like bonded in a weird way in the wake of the Joe situation. But then as they kept on showing the stew from behind, I was like, it looks a little too tall to be Brie, but you know, you never know. But Barbie was not who I was expecting. And I don't remember who was on Ellie's first season, because that was so long ago and Ellie showed up at the very end of that season. I have no recollection of what season she was on, but I don't think it was the season with Barbie, was it? I think they probably just made friends and probably in Florida somewhere, the way all the Below Deck people do, you know, hanging out at like the Jimmy Buffett, you know, cantinas.
Yeah, Tampa, somewhere in Tampa. Yeah. Some super classy Tampa bar. They all met up.
Yeah. Something like
besties.
That.
Besties. So, yeah, if you're looking to me to help you to see who was in that cast, yeah, I don't remember, especially Below Decks. Below Decks, I immediately delete from the DVR because it never ends. It just never fucking ends. So then Ben's like, wow, we're going to have a nice fresh face around here, Jenna. What do you think? She's like, yeah. Give someone else for Joelle to hit on, I guess. She's like, oh, just sassy. You're sassy, little one. Tell you what, I don't want to have to deal with. Pidom.
And Ellie's like, oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Ellie's like, oh, yes, I don't give a shit. So then Eddie is talking to Barbie on the tender, and he's like, so Have you worked on yachts long? She's like, yeah, I have 7 years. A lot of bags. A lot of bags. It's like, a lot of begging? No, bags. Bags. I have a Midwestern accent when I say bags for some reason.
I love bags. He's like, you'll be fine then. She's like, hi guys, I'm back. Coming back into yachting is difficult because my last season, technically I quit. I mean, technically.
And then we see a flashback. I forgot about this and I was cracking up watching this clip. Fraser was her chief stew and she's just having a meltdown. She's like, you guys wanted to drive me batshit crazy? Fine, fuck you, you win. I'm fucking out of here. I'm done. I quit. Fuck you people. Just like throwing her stuff in her Louis, getting the hell out of there.
Nightmare. So she goes, after last season, I self-reflected and my therapist deserves a raise. I'm like, isn't your therapist your mom?
It's but your anyway. Mom. Yeah, it's your mom. Well, that was she's actually, like no, a sex therapist. Mom's a sex therapist. Wasn't her mom the sex yeah. therapist? Yeah.
Yes. See, you
I went
don't
to my therapist and she told me I just needed more dick. It was my mom. So, yeah, but, you know, I'm still me. It's just more refined version of me. You might notice my updated eyebrows. Are they terrifying? Good. It worked. I'll try to think before I speak now. I mean, it doesn't always work. But, you know, coming into the season, I'm late. I'm sure there's already enough drama. I've gotten an earload of it from Ellie. So I'm going to be a part of it, but I'm not going to be the problem. Okay. Guess who's going to be in charge? The fruit seller. Ellie's going to be in charge. I'm just here to back her up.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm refined now. You can call me Barbara. So Barbie's like telling Eddie that she's from Argentina and everything. And Eddie's like, oh, really? I'm going there after the season trying to learn Spanish. She goes, oh, how's it going? What do you got? Hola? He's like, yeah. Amateur. Stupid face. Never introducing you to my dad.
Yeah, I'm sure she's never heard that one either. Like a pretty girl. Like, I'm from Argentina. Oh, I'm going there. Wow.
Don't go to the land.
We should fuck.
So the guests are fishing and Emily is gonna ask Alicia if she's gonna be going to fish with him, and Alicia's like, no, I'll let you guys have your fun. I'm having such a good time with the guests. They're the most normal, lovely, wholesome, light people we've had in such a long fucking time. And now with Mike gone, there should be no more drama. It's a privilege to be here, to be present, to be grateful, to be still as inept as ever, but not having a little bratty boy next to me.
She's changed so much. She's so different than she was in the first half of the season. So yes. Someone catches a fish, the wahoo, to that guest who was like, we don't need no wahoo, we're Italians. Hey, you got a fish made out of pasta? Remember that guy? He's like, what the wahoo?
Another wahoo.
So they're trolling him by catching a wahoo. I felt bad for the wahoo, and I liked that the wife was like, ew, because he's like, yes, look at this dead fish I got. And the wife is like horrified. She's behind them like, disgusting.
It's a beautiful fish. It's a beautiful, beautiful fish.
Yeah, so it's beautiful. So we should murder it and then hold it above our heads and celebrate it.
I went randomly went to the Jaws exhibit yesterday at the Academy. The face.
Sometimes the I face think there's just made. Too much time. I don't know what you're doing. And I feel like I know what you're doing a lot, but. What?
No, I went to.
What were you doing over there?
Dom and I went to the Academy Award Museum because he had never been there before. So we're like, he has to work a lot today. So we're like, oh, for our anniversary, let's go to a museum. So we went to that one because he'd never been. It's actually a really good museum. And they had a whole exhibit on Jaws, which is funny because I feel like every 2 months or every month we mention Jaws because it's like the 50th anniversary or whatever. And it's just like constantly Jaws. So I forget where I was going with this. Something about fishing boats and sharks. I don't know. I just feel like I have a lot of sharks in the mind right now. Sharks and fish and everything. And I honestly don't remember my point at this point. But just know.
Sorry, I interrupted you.
I have fish on the mind. I guess what I have on my mind is be careful of the fish because they will eat us if we're not careful.
I learned that at the Jaws Museum.
I learned that from Jaws. God, I don't know what I was going to say. Museum. I don't remember.
You know, those things are dangerous. They're terrifying.
They also had a Barbie exhibit too, by the way. It was very below deck coded. Very below deck coded.
God, it really is.
Yeah. They even had a little exhibit on the side for something called Sugar Tits. And I was like, wow, this is just the most below deck down under. thing I've ever seen. Okay, sorry, go on.
Speaking of Barbie, I'm going to go see Billie Eilish tonight, the concert, but at the movie theater, because it's in the movie theater. So me and my nieces are going to go. It's not exciting.
Are you going to just make sure you what duck?
What was I made for?
Make sure you duck in case a Billie Eilish boomerang idol comes your way. Don't want it hitting you in the head.
I'm prepared for an evening of this. That's every Billie Eilish song.
And that Billie Eilish movie is directed by James Cameron, which cracks me up. It all comes together. Underwater, famous underwater director, James Cameron.
Yeah, there you go.
Congratulations, you've reached the end of part one of a two-part recap. For part two, go look for the recap that says part two. See you over there, suckers.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
She answered the call. It's Adia Paul.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster. It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher. Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
Have a kebab with K. Rob.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharouse.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.